You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hi, Emma. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's Emma, everybody. What are you up to today?
Oh, well, I'm just leaving the doctor's office with my daughter.
Okay. Is she sick? You sick? Who's sick?
No, she was at the dermatologist, and now we're going to school.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to take, Nick Nack took our kids to the orthodontist the other day.
Well, that's fun, too. That's in our lineup.
Yeah, so luckily my son is in the clear for now, no braces. But my daughter, she's going to need braces and that, like, palate expander that goes on the roof of your mouth that, like, pushes your teeth out.
Yeah, with the key.
So she's got to have that with the braces, bless her little heart. So
she's only eight. I was surprised that so soon. I thought you didn't get braces until you were older.
They're going in.
They're doing them in two phases now. Like, they're doing it early, so then she's not going to look super awkward in her middle school years, which is a plus. But you have to pay for two sets of braces.
You are spot on. This is session number one, and it's costing us $2,000 after insurance just for session number one.
When is the second session?
She's got to wear everything for at least a year, and then I don't know, they reevaluate and then slap the new set on or something. I don't know, but
Emma, you make a solid point about, because middle school is already such a difficult time for kids, that that's a really good, I never thought of it that way before. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I'm trying to be super positive for her. Like, you know, you're so lucky. You're going to have the nicest teeth in the house.
Truth.
And, you know, I'm trying to really build her up, because my wife had the appliance thing in there with the key, and she was telling me about it, that her mom had to get in there as a kid and crank it to expand it. And her mom dropped the key once, and it went, like, down her throat. So she was like, oh, God.
I can say I've never done that.
So tie a string on it, I guess, so you can yank it out.
And a note to all moms, don't be tightening that key thing when you've had a quart of vodka. Okay?
Whoa, don't escalated, Emma. Too tight. My goodness.
Just having some fun. Just laughing. Emma, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I am a stay-at-home mom.
All right. Okay. You're busy bee.
Seems to be the number one thing of people who call for Rattle Off.
Well, probably because it's 9 o'clock in the morning and everybody else is at work.
Well, you would think, except when over the last couple of years we've been doing this, the number of people who have told us they're on their way to work, and Jeremy and I are wondering, who gets to start work at like 10?
I know. Sounds nice.
Man.
Although we're just wrapping up our day at 10, so that's really nice too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What's for dinner tonight, Emma?
We do HelloFresh, so whatever's in the bag, honestly, I order them in advance. I don't even know what's in there, but...
whatever's in the bag. All right.
Well,
that's
okay,
convenient.
Ask about last night. What was for dinner last night?
Yeah.
Last night was HelloFresh, and it was Southwestern grilled chicken with grilled zucchini and a cumin spiced rice. So, yeah, it was good.
I love spiced rice. It's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't work for HelloFresh, but I love it.
You are plugging the hell out of them, though.
I know. We're going to send them an invoice for several thousand dollars. I'm a big fan of the basmati rice.
Are you? That's a solid rice, too. Yeah. Can you get that with HelloFresh?
Don't say that again.
I order my food from Hello Stale. All right, let's do this thing.
All right, you're probably not on dating apps right now, are you, Emma?
That's a negative. Oh, my gosh, if you're asking me about dating apps, I'm going to be terrible.
Well, that's your rattle-off. We got to see how you're going to do.
Oh, gosh.
You've heard of them all. 10 seconds, dating apps, Emma. Ready, and go.
Match.com, eHarmony, Bumble, Tinder, Grindr. What else is there?
I think Farmers got Only. Five.
I think you got five. Yes.
You know, for all of this whining that you couldn't do it, you're a winner.
Oh my God, I won.
Hello, dating.
Oh my God. Well, let's do a shout out to Christy, because she's the single one in the family. So if I'm getting this right, it's because of her.
Who's Christy?
That's my sister. She's single and on all the dating apps. So.
Is she?
Hey, listen, let me say a quick thing here before we go back to that conversation. Susie and Michael, who are on the line, don't hang up. We still want to talk to you. A couple of people hung up. Call back. Because we still want to talk to you. All right, now let's talk about your sister. Wow, how old is your sister?
My sister is turning 50 this year. She's newly single, and she's having a really difficult time with the apps because it's really hard to have like a meaningful meetup when the apps are so, you know, it's just not about that anymore. So she's having a really hard time finding like a quality mate.
I hear that constantly. My very good friend Surat is on dating apps, and he's like, it is difficult.
Maybe we need to hook up Surat and Emma's sister.
Maybe. Yeah. He's a good dude. Makes good money, very smart.
Yes, same here.
A gentleman.
Loves his family.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we can exchange info. Maybe they can, like, you know,
let's make this happen.
I'm all about matchmaking.
Are you?
So, are you currently married?
I am, yes. Going on 19 years this May.
Good for you.
Congratulations to you. So, the question is, where did you meet your husband?
We met at University of Iowa in a finance class, and we've been together ever since.
In a finance class?
That's really cool.
You guys must be really good with your money then, right?
We at points, yeah. We both graduated with finance degrees. I spent a bunch of time in banking before kiddos, and he works for a French bank called BNP Paribas.
Ooh la la. Yeah, they have to have a lot of money. They're ordering their food in.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every
we don't even
day.
Go to the grocery store anymore.
See, that reeks of extra money. Disposable income.
That's why I'm calling in on radio stations to get free prizes.
Right.
I have so much money.
You can't buy tickets to the auto show, though. But
nope,
you got your spicy rice.
You know what, Emma? I got to say, as a fan of the Michigan Wolverines, it was still pleasant to talk to an Iowa Hawkeye. So thank you for being on the show. If you will hold on, Josh is going to talk to you about your prize, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, Emma.
That was fun.
Real fun.
It was fun. And look, Susie hung on to talk to us. Hi, Susie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Super duper. How are you?
It's been a really good morning for us. We've had a lot of fun today. I don't know if any of the listeners have had fun.
It's been a good show. I hope people are listening today. It's been a good show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's been good. That's for sure.
What do you do for work?
I'm an exotic.
Uh-oh, your phone cut out.
Your phone cut out.
I think
Let's
I got exotic.
Yeah, I'm an exotic dancer.
Are you?
I just got off shift, yeah.
Pull an all-nighter?
Have we talked to you before?
Yeah, but not about this.
We have?
We didn't, because we talked to an exotic dancer not long ago.
It was
ago.
The guy that was the stripper.
Yeah, but I thought we talked to a woman who was an exotic dancer, too.
Boy, we get so many.
Huh.
Yeah,
so what time did your shift start?
Oh, what was it? 2 a.m.?
Wow. All right, so you're like a 2 to 8 kind of shift kind of thing?
Yeah.
Do people really come in at like 8 o'clock to watch somebody dance? Like 8 in the morning?
Yes, but
really?
I'm sure that they do. I'm sure that I'm really a stay-at-home mom. I just want to be the same one. Like, what?
You got us.
I was going to ask you for your stage name.
That was fantastic.
Where you perform.
And the thing is, we were sucked in because we really do have exotic dancers
who
call us.
We do. Dom's eyes lit up. There was a twinkle in his eye.
It's one of the most honest professions out there. I give it high props. So
agreed.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I will never go to that kind of establishment. And yet, I got mad respect for people who make a lot of money.
They're really putting themselves out there.
Good for them.
They really put themselves out there. Yes.
All of them. All of themselves.
It's very difficult. Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think you could be an exotic dancer?
Could I have been? I don't know, maybe, but now,
no, not for you. That ship has sailed.
know. Well, not unless they're like varicose veins and, you know, a little bit of cellulite.
Somebody's into it.
I got news for you, Susie.
Right?
There is a Jack for every Jill. You could open up an OnlyFans page and you would get people that would pay.
That's so true. Oh, my God.
It's
true. My husband would be like, what the hell? This is mine. You have to show it to everybody else. I love this.
Well, that's all that matters. He loves your varicose veins.
But I mean, let's say your shtick, Susie. Let's work through this. I'm going to help you make a few million dollars here, okay?
Okie dokie.
Let's say your shtick is to do your little dancing on OnlyFans or whatever, and you wear some sort of a mask so your face is hidden and nobody knows who you are. Would your husband care? Let's say, hypothetically, you make $200,000 a year by doing that. Would your husband be upset with you?
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Make it happen.
See, I wouldn't think
Make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or that's, just, like, feet. How are your feet? There's sites dedicated to just feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I know. They're disgusting.
Well, if maybe.
Your feet are disgusting?
Your feet are bad, too? Are they all veiny, too?
No, they're not veiny. They're just, I have, like, a fungus on my toes.
Oh, my God.
You have fungus on your toes? Don't you treat that with something? I
mean, tell me more about this fungus. I'm a fun guy.
Some kind of spray you could put on it, or an ointment of some sort?
Itch it for me. Itch it. Itch your feet for me.
How long have you had this fungus?
I don't know. Since I went into that awful place where they do stripping and I went barefoot.
Well, I'm sorry about your fungal foot. That's too bad.
That's really too bad. But
what would you say is the most redeeming, like, quality, physical quality you have? What, like, what physical quality are you most proud of?
My cheekbones. I would say my cheekbones.
Is there a cheekbone.com?
I better not search that.
Why? Because they're like, what, if they're prominent? Like, you have high cheekbones, that kind of thing?
I do. Yeah. They help me out a lot because they don't make me look as old as I am, because they really hold that skin up, so it's quite.
Oh yeah, okay. Nice, that's nice.
Huh. Yeah, so that's from my mom. I gave it to my daughter. It's all good. It's in the family.
Family
Pass
full
along
of cheekbones.
Those high cheekbones. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we should do a segment on our show. What physical trait are you most proud of?
Yeah, and which are you least proud of?
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of people would go with the same thing on the least, but I think the most proud of, I think we'd get, like, I wouldn't have guessed high cheekbones, okay? Well, you could have told me, I could have had 20 guesses, and I wouldn't have guessed high cheekbones, and that's what I like about that element.
Yeah.
What about you, Jeremy? What physical characteristic are you most proud of?
Really good kneecaps, Susie. Like, some of the best kneecaps you've ever seen.
Hubba hubba.
Uh-huh. They really keep the skin from the top of my leg, you know, up there. No sagging. I don't know. That's a weird question.
Answer it.
I don't know.
Try answering it without kidding around. What physical characteristic are you most proud of? Your muscles? Because you're like, you do a lot of weightlifting and everything. Are you proud of your muscles?
I mean, I've really been going back to the gym. I feel like pretty good right now. Sure. I like how I look in a t-shirt right now.
Well, pick one muscle. Well, like what part? Your chest, your arms?
Yeah,
what?
Chest. I got a good chest.
You're proud of your chest?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure this shouldn't be a segment on the show.
What are you proud of there, big talker?
I have to say, for being an old man, I'm proud that I still got all my hair.
That's good.
That's good.
Or my calves, because I was a runner for many years, and
go
I'm
with
still
that.
A big... I'm going to go
I've seen
calves.
Dom in shorts. He has good calves.
Calves.
He gives good. He gives good calf.
So, all right. So, we got chest, calves, and cheekbones.
Yeah.
We're Frankensteining together a perfect human being. Right
sexy,
now.
Sexy.
Where'd you meet your husband? Oh, you already told us where. Did you tell us where you met your husband?
No, yeah. I didn't tell you where I met my husband.
Where'd you meet him?
I met my husband donating platelets at a cancer center. We were both donating platelets, and we just started talking and became friends, and went out, and 9 months later, we got married.
What a great spot to meet.
I thought you were going to say something else 9 months later. Yeah,
no. No, nothing happened.
Nothing happened. No. Okay. Well, what a great place to meet. Like,
that is a great story. Everybody's got a really cool story.
You're both like good humans right off the bat, you know?
Yeah.
It's actually a good place to meet somebody because you know they're clean because they got to fill out that big form, you know, like, have you been with any monkeys since 1977 in Africa and all that kind of weird stuff?
Yeah. But no, that's a good point. That's
solid.
A good point. That's a solid point. They're clean.
You know they're clean.
They are.
It's so random, but fantastic. He seems safe.
Do you guys still donate?
No, I haven't been able to. It's just like... You're
no longer clean.
You got to check the foot fungus box.
She's no longer clean.
So I got fungus. I got issues. There's just ooze and stuff. I don't think
ooze and stuff. Oh, Susie pants.
Wah, wah, yeah.
All right.
No, I don't. But I support it. Well, both my parents passed away from cancer, and lots of people in my family actually have. So donating platelets is kind of like, you know, my way of giving back.
That's important.
You know, and
I like
donating
it.
To the cancer society. So, yeah, it's actually very productive. It's very needed. So there you go.
Yep, very much.
Yeah, I donate a lot to the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society, LLS, for that very reason, because it's struck in my family. It's what took my mom. So I, you know, you do that. And my brother does that platelet thing, too. He's been doing it so long, he's got a plaque on the wall in his house.
Yeah.
Where he's donated so many platelets or something.
It's impressive.
Yeah, my brother has how many gallons of platelets?
Yeah, I was going to say, I've seen the gallon club or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Show off. Whatever.
Show off.
What does your husband do?
He is a surety bond underwriter.
I like the giggle. I don't know why there was a giggle from that.
Well, because I said it, he's walking by, and he just lifts his arms up in the air like Rocky. Like,
That's what I do. Bonds for days.
I don't even
know what that means at all, but I'm glad he's doing
it.
What is a surety bond underwriter? Just say it. What is it?
I bond construction jobs, public construction jobs.
There you go. See? He bonds public construction jobs.
Sounds very important.
He is. He's super important. He is. He does a great job.
Well, good.
Is he a good lover?
Oh, God.
That goes without saying. Hello? Yes.
It doesn't go without saying, Susie. I got news for you. You can talk to an awful lot of women who call this show, and they'd say it does not go without saying.
My goodness.
Too bad for them, huh?
Could rent. You know what you could do? You could rent your husband out.
No. He's mine. Again, that's my man. Nobody touch him.
All right.
Look at him walk away.
Strutting his stuff, huh?
Yeah, he's got a great ass.
Well, we got chest, calves, cheekbones, and booty. So I guess we're closer to Frankensteining that perfect human again.
That's fantastic. All right. That's
Susie,
it.
I can't tell you how much we've enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a terrific day, okay?
Oh, yeah. You guys, too. Thank you.
Thanks for the laughs.
You call us anytime. You can call. Susie gets a hall pass to call.
Whenever
anytime.
She wants.
Anytime.
Whenever.
No rules on how often Susie can call.